Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 7. And in verse 7, the scriptures talk about effective prayer. Now, I'm one of those folks that believes that prayer is truly a two-way conversation. And I believe it with all my heart. That's why we do this weekday meditation, in that we have an opportunity to train ourselves to stop and to hear from God. Well, in Matthew 7:7, Jesus makes this statement: "Keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and the door is open to everyone who knocks." You know, it's interesting. He goes on then, he talks about, if you were a parent and a child asked you for something, would you give him the opposite? And the answer is, well, no. And then he says, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Well, friend, listen, oftentimes we ask on our timetable, not in his wisdom and his timetable. I've said this before, and probably say it 1,000 more times, that we can't make God fit into our watch. He doesn't work on our time, he works on timing. When God knows it's for your good and for his glory, he will deliver that. But he does ask us to pray, and he asks us to pray without ceasing. So let's pray right now as we prepare to meditate. God, thank you that you hear our voice, and more importantly, that if we stop, we can hear yours. And God, I'm grateful that you remind us that you are alive and well, and that you are concerned with your kids and every moment of our life. So Father, we praise you and thank you that you hear us and that you answer us, in Jesus' name. So friend, as we prepare to meditate today, I want to ask you, are you willing to take 2 or 3 minutes and just be still? Just to prepare and train your heart, your head, and even deep within your soul. We make gut decisions. I think the Lord speaks to our head, our heart, and our gut, our soul, so that we might make those decisions as he's created us. So I want to invite you now, let's take a couple of deep breaths that will allow us and remind us to slow our pace, slow our heart rate a little bit, still our soul, and let our muscles relax so that everything in us can be focused on hearing from the divine. Let's breathe. And another. I'm going to mind the time, friend, and let me give you a few moments for you to be able to just stop and, in that time of quietude, hear from your Creator as he gives you focus and power and direction for your life today. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, Jesus does say, keep asking, and he does say, keep knocking, and he does say, whoever seeks will find. Friend, that is the beauty of the Christ life, that as we seek, he always allows us to find. And what are we seeking? Peace, power, and direction. And what does he offer us? Peace, power, and direction. But he offers it in a way that no other book, no other person could ever deliver it, because he delivers with grace, mercy, and love all the time. God bless you, friend. Go walk in peace today, and I'll see you back on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.